This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to extend lockdown till May 18 in its existing model. Cabinet meeting decides to ease lockdown in agriculture and development sectors. 17 members of the same family test positive for coronavirus. The total number of positive cases reaches 99 in the country. Country observing 2,564th Buddha Jayanti today, and WHO warns surge in cases if countries do not manage restrictions in lockdown. Now the news in detail. The total number of people infected with coronavirus across the country has reached 99. The number climbed to 99 from 82 after 17 people from the same family tested positive to COVID-19 in Parsa yesterday. Furthermore, 3 people who had been discharged from the hospital after recovery have tested positive again. A man discharged from a hospital in Kathmandu on April 23rd tested positive for the second time. During the regular press briefing held at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Vikas Dev Koda said a 19-year-old youth from Rautahat and 44-year-old man from Parsa also tested positive in retest carried out more than a week after they had been discharged from hospital. All of them have been readmitted to the hospital. Meanwhile, the number of coronavirus tests through the PCR method has reached 14,096, whereas 52,970 have been tested through the RDT method. Altogether, 931 tests were held yesterday. The number of people in quarantine is 18,734, with 136 in isolation in the country. Also yesterday, 6 people undergoing treatment for COVID-19 at Kosi Hospital were discharged after they tested negative. The number of people who have recovered from the virus has reached 22 so far. Meanwhile, the Council of Ministers has decided to extend the present lockdown till May 18th. The Cabinet meeting yesterday decided to continue the lockdown in the existing modality till May 18th. The previously issued duration of the lockdown was supposed to end today. Meanwhile, the Cabinet has decided to ease lockdown in agriculture and development sectors. The Secretariat meeting of the ruling Communist Party yesterday designated authority to the chairman duo to set the party standing committee meeting and its agenda. The secretariat meeting earlier had called the standing committee meeting for Thursday, that is today, after 20 standing committee members sought for it. The secretariat meeting was held yesterday to make necessary preparation for standing committee meeting and its agenda, among other contemporary issues. However, it was not ascertained whether or not the standing committee meeting would take place today or not. Party spokesman Naren Kazi Shrestha told journalists that the two chairs were yet to complete their groundwork regarding the process for framing agenda and proposal in line with the spirit of May 2nd Secretariat meeting. A plane of the Nepal Airlines Corporation left Kathmandu yesterday carrying 289 Australian citizens for Australia. The wide-body plane of the Nepal Airlines Corporation was hired for a chartered flight by the Australian Embassy in Nepal. The plane also had some citizens from neighbouring New Zealand. The aircraft would land in Sydney by Malaysia and return back to the Thiruvan International Airport today evening. This is the second chartered flight to Australia. Earlier, it had carried Australian citizens to Brisbane on April 1st. Meanwhile, another wide-body aircraft of the National Airlines Corporation left for Beijing, China yesterday evening. It had also been hired for their chartered flight by private business persons to bring in essential medical supplies. Also yesterday, an aircraft of the Himalayan Airlines brought medical supplies from Guangzhou, China. The narrow-body aircraft came back with 6,600 kgs worth of medical supplies. This is the third time that the Himalaya Airlines aircraft had been used to bring in medical supplies from China. The Association of International Non-Governmental Organizations has handed over safety materials worth 45 million rupees to the government of Nepal for fighting the COVID-19 infection. Association Chair Achyut Kumar Luintel provided the safety materials to Minister for Population and Health Bhanu Bhakta Thakal yesterday. The association had purchased the materials with the coordination of the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. The International Relations Committee of the Federal Parliament has directed the government to carry out necessary homework to bring Nepalese stranded in different parts of India and in border areas of the country. The committee directed the government to carry out necessary homework by holding bilateral discussion to bring the Nepalese trapped in different places of India and border areas after Indian administration urged the Nepalese at border to return back home. It also asked the government to send Nepalese who are in Banbasa and Tanakpur in quarantine for more than 35 days to their respective villages after carrying out necessary health tests. The committee suggested making arrangement through respective diplomatic missions to save Nepalese who are in different countries including India from coronavirus pandemic as well as to provide relief for them who have become jobless. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal has said COVID-19 is a big challenge for the world and the Chinese experience to deal with the infection of this contagious disease has proved to be instrumental. At a virtual meeting of Nepal-China health experts jointly organized by Sino-Nepal Media Society and Chinese Media Group with the support from the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday, Minister Dhakal said the Chinese government and health workers had gained insightful knowledge and experience at the expense of minimum loss by pursuing diligent efforts against COVID-19 outbreak. He further said the Chinese experience would be useful for the entire world towards the prevention of the global pandemic. On the occasion, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Yangqi said the pandemic of COVID-19 was the matter of shared crisis of the entire human being and the power to fight against COVID-19 could be generated through mutual coordination and cooperation. Appreciating the measures taken by the government of Nepal for the prevention and control of the pandemic, the ambassador said it has come up with the positive result in Nepal's effort to tame the COVID-19. Chinese health experts have shared their experience in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic as well as responded to the queries put forth by a team of Nepali experts comprising advisor of Health Minister Dr. Khembadur Karki, Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Diseases Chief Dr. Anup Bastola and National Trauma Center in charge Dr. Santosh Paudo. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
सिद्धार्थ गौतमको जन्म बुद्धत्व प्राप्ति र महापरिनिर्वाण भएको पावन दिनको अवसरमा विश्व शान्तिको कामना गर्दै सिद्धार्थ गौतम बुद्धको स्मरण गर्न कोरोना महामारी विरूद्धको लड़ाईमा अग्रभागमा खटिरहेका चिकित्सक नर्स स्वास्थ्यकर्मी सुरक्षाकर्मी एम्बुलेन्स चालक लगायतका राष्ट्रसेवक र स्वयंसेवकहरूप्रति उच्च सम्मान सहित हौसला प्रदान गर्न विश्वमा कोरोना संक्रमणबाट मृत्यु भएकाहरूको चिर शान्तिको कामना गर्न कोरोना संक्रमण भएका बिरामीहरूको शीघ्र स्वास्थ्य लाभ गर्न र सम्भावित संक्रमणबाट सुरक्षित रहने प्रतिबद्धता व्यक्त गर्न सम्बत 2077 वैशाख 25 गते साँझ 7 बजे आआफू रहेको स्थानमा दीप प्रज्वलन गरौं। नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Today is Buddha Jayanti Festival. The 2564th Buddha Jayanti is being observed today, recalling the contribution of Shakyamuni Siddhartha Gautam for the establishment of world peace. The Buddha Jayanti is celebrated on the full moon day in the month of Baisakh of the lunar calendar every year. Buddhists from Nepal and other countries are celebrating the Buddha Jayanti, wishing for peace and tranquility in the world. Born in Lumbini, Nepal, Lord Gautam Buddha is regarded as the profounder and messenger of non-violence and peace. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's Buddha Jayanti is being celebrated by worshipping Lord Buddha at different places, including monasteries, by limited Buddhist monks and leaders. Meanwhile, the government has appealed to all to celebrate Buddha Jayanti by lighting lamps in the evening, also to mark the solidarity with those in the front line of the fight against COVID-19 infection. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has appealed to all to light lamps today on the occasion of the 2564th Buddha Jayanti. The Prime Minister urged all Nepalese to take part in the illumination at 7 PM today evening, according to Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa. The Prime Minister's request to light lamps is also in respect to the doctors, medical personnel, security personnel and volunteers in the front line in the fight against COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, Ubhauli festival celebrated by the Kirat community is also being observed across the nation by worshipping the nature today. Traditional dances and homemade delicacies are added features of this festival observed by exchanging greetings for happiness, peace and good health and prosperity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The first of more than 60 flights repatriating thousands of Indians stranded overseas due to the coronavirus lockdown is to arrive in India today. Nearly 15,000 Indians are expected to return on special air flights from 12 countries over the next week. Passengers will pay their own fares and be quarantined on return. Indian Navy ships are assisting in the exercise. India suspended all international travel in March before it went into lockdown to curb COVID-19 infections. Since then, the country has operated a few flights to bring back Indian citizens. Eventually, about 200,000 Indians will be brought back. If successful, this would be India's biggest evacuation mission since 1919, when it rescued 170,000 civilians from Kuwait during the Gulf War. Air India, the country's national airline, will carry out the mission and fly planes to US and the United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Qatar, Malaysia, among other countries. The Indian mission in the United Arab Emirates alone has received 197,000 applications to be repatriated so far. Venezuela's state TV has shown a video of a US citizen apparently confessing to plotting to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro and bring him to the United States. Luke Denman is one of the 13 people arrested over the weekend. Venezuela says they are mercenaries who armed incursion was foiled. Maduro has often accused U.S. President Donald Trump of trying to invade the country and overthrow him. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said the U.S. government will use every tool to secure the return of Americans. In Wednesday's video, Denman appeared to explain that he was hired to train Venezuelans in Colombia before returning to Caracas and taking control of an airport to allow Maduro to be taken out of the country. The head of the World Health Organization has warned of a surge in cases and a return to lockdown if countries emerging from coronavirus pandemic restrictions do not manage transitions extremely carefully. Director General Tedros, in a virtual briefing from Geneva on Wednesday, listed a series of steps countries needed to take before lifting measures. To date, more than 3.7 million people have been infected with coronavirus, which first appeared in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December last year. Over 260,000 people have died globally from the COVID-19 infection. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in the western region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds and hailstorm likely to occur at some places of the western region and at one or two places of the eastern and central regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.8 degrees Celsius and minimum of 12.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Government decides to extend lockdown till May 18 in its existing model. Cabinet meeting decides to ease lockdown in agriculture and development sectors. 17 members of same family test positive for coronavirus. The total number of positive cases reaches 99 in the country. Country observing 2,564th Buddha Jayanti festival today, and the World Health Organization warns surge in cases if countries do not manage restrictions in the lockdown. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and stay home and stay safe.